Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. The Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering is coming up in just a couple of weeks, the 14th and 15th of October. The committee has put together a terrific show this year. There's one person that will really make it worth the trip to Valentine, Elizabeth Ebert from Thunderhawk, South Dakota. I thought we would have a double play from my friend Elizabeth this morning. Let's start out with one for the season. Elizabeth simply calls this one Fall.
King Midas would have loved the fall with all its golden hue. The wheat fields ripened by the sun. The combines that will spew their wealth into the waiting trucks. The yellow ears of corn. The pumpkins bright amid the vines. And that September morn when trees change into autumn dress. Then playful breezes sweep the gaudy leaves from off the limbs and pile them in a heap. The air is crisp, the days are short, but beautiful beyond all reason. I walk through rustling mounds of gold. This truly is the Midas season.
Now let's ride along with Elizabeth and her husband S.J. on an ordinary morning.
'Twas just an ordinary morning, somewhere along in May, when my husband hollered from the yard, and then I heard him say, "I'm going to the pasture. It'll take an hour or two, and if you'd like to come along, we'll drive out in Old Blue." Now, I don't get to tag along much as a general rule, but I'd finished with maturin', and the kids were all in school. 'Twould be just like we were courtin'. I was happy at the chance, for you take it where you find it when it comes to ranch romance. Now, Old Blue is kind of ancient, and he's got some scars and dents, 'cause we use him when we're feeding, checking cows and fixing fence. But the engine runs like clockwork, and the tires are pretty fair, all except that right front white wall that sometimes loses air. And there's a chunk of baling wire to fasten down the hood, and a saddle blanket for the seat where the cushion's not too good. The cab is kind of cluttered up with stuff we need, that's true. There's vet supplies and fencing tools and ropes and rifles, too. Well, we headed for the pasture. Of course, I opened every gate, and we found that little heifer, the one that calves so late. Her bag was near to busting. Milk was dripping from each teat, 'cause she'd kick that little feller every time he'd try to eat. So my husband said, "I'll fix her, and I'll do it slick as soap, 'cause I got you here to help me, and I brought along my rope. Now I'll ride Blue on the fender, and you steer him from the seat, and I'll rope that little mama, and we'll let her baby eat." So I lined up on the heifer, and he built himself a loop. Then she took off at a gallop, so I just poured on the soup, and Old Blue was doing 30 when we topped that little knoll, but he had her caught for certain. Then I hit that badger hole. The cow kept right on going, but we made a sudden stop. My husband landed underneath, and Old Blue was there on top. But I saw that rope come trailing past, and it cheered me up a mite. And I jumped right out and grabbed it, and I snubbed that critter tight around a most convenient rock. You should have heard her beller. Then I went looking for the calf, and I brought that little feller, and I held him to his mama, and it really pleased me some to see that little belly growing round just like a drum. Made me think about my husband. So I went back to Old Blue to kind of take a look around, see what I had to do. Blue was standing kind of hip-slung, 'cause one wheel was up there higher, but 'twas nothing that I couldn't fix with just some baling wire. My husband laid there underneath, said he thought his leg was broke, but it made me pretty happy just to know he didn't croak. Well, I twisted stuff together, and I stuck Blue in reverse, and I backed out of that badger hole. Then I heard my husband curse, and when I stopped to think of it, he was right, without a doubt. Instead of backing over him, I should have pulled him out. Well, I got him loaded in Old Blue, amongst all those other things, propped his leg up with that blanket, though it meant I rode the springs, and we finally limped on into town, not traveling very fast. Old Blue, he got new tie rods, and my husband got a cast. Just an ordinary morning, really nothing out of line. By the way, I checked that heifer, and that calf is doing fine.
Thanks, Elizabeth. and thanks to all you listeners for riding along this morning. Hope you can join us next time for another edition of Homegrown.